Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Friday the 3rd of June, Rabbi Yehonas and Alfin, Parshas Noso.
The Mechaber, Shalom Aleichem, a good Chodesh. The Mechaber brings down in Shulchan Aruch Simon Mem Zayin, Halacha test, if test, that in the morning after Birchas HaTorah, because of the Shaina of not saying Divrei Torah, we are not to say the Pasuk of Birchas Kohanim, Yevorecho Hashem Yishmarecho. In the parasha, after the Mishnah Berurah brings down, why that Pasuk? Why was that Pasuk chosen? It says, V'chofetz Chaim, to maschil b'loshen brocha. Limud Torah every day begins with a loshen of brocha. We'll explain in a second what's behind the loshen of a brocha in this Birkas Kohanim. In Simon Kufkov Ches, the Mechaber brings down by Birkas Kohanim. Kohanim also use this pasuk of Yivorechacha from the Parsha. We keep on saying it over again. A person goes on a trip to Lasaderech. Some Sidurim have a nusach to say 10 times Yivorechacha before beginning the trip. The importance of this pasuk is a tremendous hashbar of toiva, which we'll see in a second. At night, when a person goes to sleep, Reish Lamed Tes, the Mechaber brings down Loshen HaMechaber. Before you go to sleep at night, again you should say Birchas Chayanim, Yivorecho Hashem Yishmorecho, over and again. Maybe we can end as well tonight in Miss Hashem by the Kinderlech when you come back from shul. On Shabbos, we are noyeg as soon as you come back from shul, because Shabbos is mekor habrocha, to lift the hands up, 10 fingers, 15 joints, 15 words inside the loshen, and to give a brocha. The Gaon was makpid only one hand of it, most annoying by two hands, a shef habrocha on the children, on the kinderlech. Tremendously powerful loshen. We have to look into the words and see what's behind the Birkas Kohanim. In particular, you who live in Chutz La'aretz, this week you'll have Birkas Kohanim. You don't have it so often. When you have it, you have to realize what's behind it, which is such an incredible, powerful tefillah. Loshen in the Gemara in Sota Lamed Ches, the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mis'ave letfilas lebirchas koyhanim, to put the brocha on Klal Yisrael. Says the Loshen, V'idaber Hashem l'moyshe leimor, daber l'aroin v'yalbonov leimor, koysu voruchu. Number one, first assay, koysu voruchu, Loshen assay, Esbnei Yisrael. Two, omor lohem, say to them. Second mitzvah, I say, emor lahem, to say to them. Rabbeinu Bachai brings down, by the time it gets to the klal, to the kehillah, it's already kofel shalosh. The chazan has said it, the kainim have said it, now it arrives on them, abocha meshulash. It arrives on the tzibur as a third time round. Interesting, loshen Rabbeinu Bachai, the kof dalad matnas kuhuna, in which the Kohenim are involved with. And yet here it says, Kohenim of Ohu, 25, says Avenu Bachai, the 25th brocha which Kohenim have is the Koyach to give a brocha to Klal Yisrael. It's a beautiful notion, no? It's a shame that that ability to give a brocha is a matnas kahuna. That's the number 5. Kohenim of Ohu is number 25, which Klal Yisrael give over. Yivorecho Hashem v'yishmorecho. We'll explain in a minute. Oh, here's number 3. V'samu es shemi al b'nei Yisrael. V'ani avorchem. Third time, a 3 assay inside the parasha. Koisavorchu, emor lohem, v'samu es shemi al b'nei Yisrael. But what is the pshat of v'samu es shemi al b'nei Yisrael? V'ani avorchem. I will take over. What's behind this? What's behind the loshen? The Pasach Shulchan brings down Rabbi Yisrael Shklov that the Gaon was, it's an incredible Loshen, the Gaon was prepared to mevatel kol Torah, tefillah, v'lalechet me'ir le'ir u'lesakein birchas koyhanim for Klal Yisrael, so that there should be a sheirish brocha on Klal Yisrael. He was prepared to mevatel everything. So it says, the Pasach Shulchan brings down. And he made a takana.
What do you mean
by to create birchas koyhanim, that there should be a takana in Klal Yisrael by every day. We don't do it in Chutz La'aretz, but look what happened. Mm-hmm. The Gaon made a takana that a certain day there would be a day when it would begin. That day, the night before, he was pulled into prison on false charges, on trumped-up charges, and he wasn't there in shul the next day. He was in prison for that night, so he saw min hashamayim that it wouldn't work. But Chaim Baloshan tried the same thing. He also made a takana, and that night, again, he was pulled into prison on false charges. And he was imprisoned, and he wasn't able to do it. And eventually, Reb Chaim Baloshan turned around and said, "That's it. We must make a takana for Birkas Kohanim mechutz la'aretz." The night before, the shul was burnt down. He wasn't able to carry it through. Koyach of Birkas Kohanim was not in Klal Yisrael. In Hashemayim, he saw it as a takana. People are mevatel on it, the koyach of it. And one, there's a mamaisa told the Biskorov that one yamim noiloim, he waited because the Kohanim didn't arrive. So someone turned and complained to the Biskorov and said to him, "Mayesh, waiting at Tilchot HaTzibur. Everybody's waiting for Birkas Kohanim. Why can't we go ahead?" And the Biskorov pulled out a loshen in Birkas Kohanim. Beautiful loshen, and it's Hashem when you hear it. This week, Birkas Kohanim. The Alta Tame V'Toymer, Pelek Tezvov, Halacha Zayin. Alta Tame V'Toymer, don't be amazed and say, "Uma toil broch Birkas Hedyot Zed." Who is this man who's giving me a brocha? Kohen. He's a Hedyot. She'ein kibul brocha toli by Kohanim. It's not toli on them. They are the medium. They are the intermediary here. Ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu She'ne'emar, we'll see in a minute. V'somu es shmi al b'nei Yisrael. V'ani avorcheim. There has to be a pipe. There has to be a channel. HaKohanim oisim mitzvah, shenitzhalu bo. Kohanim stand there, lift up their hands, turn and face, ponim el ponim, and they give their brocha. V'HaKodesh, this is the words of the Rambam. V'HaKodesh Baruch Hu V'rachamov M'vorech Yisrael K'cheftzai. As a chayfet. Hashem wants to give over the brocha, and he's waiting, but he's dependent. He's dependent on the kohen. Don't make a taino against the kohen. No, the Talmud Chacham, he's an amoritz. No. That's the way it has to be. He might be a birchas hedyot, it's not. Because he is the channel, and this is the designated channel for giving over brocha to Klal Yisrael. This is the way it should be. And therefore, Hashem is misaver that the brocha should work, that it should go over to Klal Yisrael. In the time that we have, what I like to do is explain certain points, certainly not to download every single meforesh and hezber of Birchas Kohanim. We say it in the morning, we say it to the Kinderlach tonight, we say the Birchas, but what's behind it all? Perhaps we can give a marshal. On a computer screen, there are all around the screen icons, tiny little points. They're nothing on the screen. You turn and you point, and you press on the mouse, and you open that point, and a whole file opens up. On the screen, it's nothing. It doesn't look like anything. But once you go into it, the whole arrangement of points coming out. The point of this shir is something like that. That when you hear the words, or you say the words, whether it's at night time, whether it's in the morning, whether it's for Kohanim, the idea is, once the word is said, a file will open up. And I've tried to select specific points which will jog your mind, that you'll have something to think of, whether it's at night time, Tfilas HaDerech, or that each word not should have an encyclopedia behind it, but it should have something that jogs your mind, and you'll see in a second, what is the koyach of the Somo Eshmiya B'nei Yisrael? Yevorechecho Hashem V'yishmerecho. The Balaturim explains that this is already a shoyrish from Avraham Avinu, V'heye Brocho. Whoever gives you a bracha, the Sheirish bracha comes from Avraham Avinu. Rov Rishonim hold that the word Baruch is a loshen of a brecha, a source, a reservoir, that everything that there is from him. Loshen Hoidor and Shevach. But the Rashba goes a stage further. And the Rashba explains in Shuvas, Chelek Hei, from Nun to Nun Hei, a whole series of Shuvas on a bracha. The Rashba explains a little bit more, which really one should think of when you're saying the word Yivarechecho. Says the Rashba, it's a loshen of ribui, toisefes, more of what there was originally. It's not just the Shevach v'Hodaya. Inside the loshen Baruch is also an expression of a ribui. In other words, a tefillah inside the Shevach. In other words, when we say, "Hu noisein lechem b'chol boso, hu yachzer v'yitein." Loshen of the Netziv is the loshen of Baruch, is whatever you need. Whether it's chochma, whether it's children, whether it's parnosa, whatever there is, there should be a shefa more of what there is. Inside the shevach, in other words, where's the shevach? The shevach is that in the tefillah you're asking him, because he is the source. A ribui of what there is and more. Just as an example, by the loshen of Pegur Lechem al Ashulchan, by Birchas Hamazon in Simon Kuf Pei, There, the Mogen Avraham brings down, and why do we leave it on the table? She'en habrocha chal al ha'reikon. A brocha needs something to fall on. It needs something. Remember the wife of Ovadia, who was left with nothing in her house. She was an aniya shebaniyim. Her two sons were taken away because of all the debts by the creditors. And Elisha came to Dan and asked him, "Ma yesh loch baboyis? What do you have at home?" She had nothing but the tiniest measure of oil. Nothing. Said Elisha, "If that's the case, go and buy. Go and borrow the kalim and the jugs and the vases and the trunk. Whatever you have, fill up the house with kalim and start pouring." And there was an incredible shefa brocha, and everything became full of oil. And she became very wealthy, a very wealthy lady from it. From there we learn that the brocha which Elisha gave her was a ribui of more. Remember the Loshen in Brochas Dav Zayin by Rabbi Shmuel ben HaKoyen, Kohen Gadol, when he saw the Shechina on Yom Kippur, so the Shechina turned around, "Borcheni b'ni, give me a brocha. You are already harachamon. Should be more rachamim. More." And therefore the Loshen of brocha is whatever you need and more of it. That's what one should think when you say the Yishmerech, Yerorechecha. The Sheirish of a brocha is what there is, but more, a tefillah inside it. For Yishmerecha, says the Netziv, but very often a bracha can go stale. It can go bad. It can go off. It doesn't retain its bracha. So the pasuk in Mishle, Birchas Hashem, hi sashir, v'loi yosif etzev imoy, Mishle Yud, that the Ribbono Shel Olam, when he gives a bracha, there are no bad repercussions. There's no bad ripple effect. Everything which is done is all good, all the way through. And that's the pshat of the Yishmerecha. If it's Parnassah, look what happened to Korach. Korach had a fortune, and he went off because of the money. Novos, also, it went to his head, all his money. Novos with the Kerem. It's not necessarily a brocha unless the Yishmerecha. So when we hear the brocha, and we are receiving the brocha from the Kohanim, Bairei Olam, give me a brocha, Shem Hashem, Yishkei Vovkei, of the Yishmerecha, let it keep. Let it stay. Let it be well preserved inside me. Of whatever it is. All the different mafashim, chochma, panos, whatever it is. But the bakosha is, the haidah is I'm turning to him, and let it be whatever you grant me, let it be shamur by me. Let it be kept. Let it not go off. That is, I believe, enough. When we say vorechacha, think of that. Think of that of more from the reyolam. You are the reservoir, you are the store, and let it be kept, let it never go bad. Baruch Hashem. Yo'er Hashem ponov eilecho vichunecho. He should shine upon you. Ve'elecho vichunecho. And you should have chen. I'd like to start with the end first, and then go back to the beginning. What is the bracha of chen? Vichunecho. What is the chen? How does it come out? Every woman davens that she should be moitzei chein ve'einei bayl. Her greatest request is to find chein. Oh, but it's not just a female bracha. Chein is the ultimate sheinkeit of a ben adam. Where do we learn that from? In the beginning of the creation, in Parshas Bereishis, it's the most awful parsha, it's the most tragic parsha one can ever read. Bereishis bara Elokim, and it ends up in the most awful way. Boy Rayodam turns around and says, "Vayinochem Hashem, ki also esodam be'eretz ba'is atzevel liboy oivei. Vayom Hashem emche esodam." The whole thing's not worth it. The whole thing is not shaykh anymore. Emche esodam Hashem barosim me'al pneihu adomo ad behema adoif Hashem ki nichanti ki asisa. As a tragedy, you can't imagine the catastrophe here. The whole world has been put into creation, and the whole thing is not worth it anymore. In other words, the tachlis of the Bria has been finished. It's not enough, and we go back to the drawing board again. But the end of the parasha says as follows, one pasuk. It does not say here, Noach ish tzadik tomim. Says the pasuk, we haven't started Noach yet. V'noach motzochein ve'enei Hashem. Later we learn, Noach ish tzadik tomim. But now, at this point, what saved the world? Literally, one midah saved the world, and that was the Metzias Chayim. He was a tzaddik. But the Ramban, if you look at the end of Parshas Bereishis, and the Or HaChaim, everybody brings out, Noach would never have been saved just because he was a tzaddik, or a tomim, or was a yod. That would never have been enough. Biskarov asks a wonderful kasha, Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam brings down, everything goes according to the law of majority. If it's the Roiv, why on earth was Noach saved? There was no reason. Stone wasn't saved. There was no reason why Noach should have been saved. The Roiv was bad, but Noach should have gone. The answer is because Noach was begeder zakai shlim. In what way, says the Talmud? He had chayn. The chayn is the ne'imus, same letters, chayn and Noach. Nun ches, ches nun. In other words, he had a ne'imus about him. That's the shlemus in the Bria. That's what saved Noach and the whole world. Not for the maisim tovim, not for the tzaddik and for the roiv mitzvah. That wasn't enough, because here we're learning one particular point. The Messias chayn is the, in one respect, only one respect, says the Pasuk in Mishlei, im laleitzim hu yolitz v'lanovim yiten chayn. The chayn is a trait of an on-off. V'lanovim yiten chayn, Perek Gimel in Mishlei. A person makes fun, Moshe reacts back to him. Or the chayn is a brocha, v'chunecha is a brocha of shlemus in anovo. When Yosef arrived in Beis Potiphar, the pasuk says, Yosef motzachein be'ene Potiphar. His whole hanhoga was a hanhoga of tremendous anova in the way he behaved. Esther noises chein be'ene koira era. So if you look at the Smichas Apsukim there, in the end of the Pelag Beis, in the Megillah and Esther, Esther noises chein be'ene batison, and everything what Esther wanted, she was granted. Because she had such chayin, Esther noises chayin ba'im ekayrei, how she was given everything she wanted. Chayin is the key. Since we're coming close to Rus, Pashtos, there's no greater lady in the whole of the Torah who had such chayin, and that was Rus. Think a minute. A widow, 40 years old, not properly converted. She couldn't go back home, she was half Jewish. She couldn't come into Klal Yisrael, she was half a goy. Machlon and Chilion had not properly converted. So what are you going to do? No money. No, nothing, garnished. The woman was basically a write-off. There was no shidduch, no money, no panosa, no children, no nothing. No people, garnished. And yet the Gemara brings out in Baba Basra, when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, incredible, incredible loshen, but only one person was allowed to sit in the chotzer, says the Gemara, and that is the Melech. But he knelt in another throne. And Rus, I don't know how old she must have been, but Rus saw Shlomo HaMelech sit as the king, and she was the Eim HaMalchus. You can't imagine such an incredible turnaround here. From nothing, she became the Eim HaMalchus. Pashtus, that chayim, v'lanovin, the siyata d'shmaya that she must have had, when she herself was so embarrassed, she was also a bas malachim. For her to go and call a man in the fields for the koitzrim, it was bad for Naomi, it was terrible for her. A daughter of a king, a princess, coming from a palace, goes and stands and crawls around with the koitzrim for her to do that? Alaktor bashibolim, I will go, you stay at home. Incredible, incredible. Anova. She's prepared to do anything just to prevent the shame of Naomi. For that, she became the Emanachos there, the chayim. The chayim is everything. That's the shlemus in the brocha. In other words, whatever shefa one receives from Yorecha Hashem the Yishmarecha, whatever the shefa is, Yishmarecha, and it stays. But the chayin is the tachlis. Now we can look at Yoy Hashem Ponav Eilecha. That is the He'oras Ponim. The He'oras Ponim is the Midah Keneged Midah. Since one turns, as Moshe was told by the snare, Heye Asher Eye. I will be what I will be. I will be what you make me. As you are, I am. Since you come to me with such chayin, with another Yoy Hashem Ponav. Mefoshim go into many, many. The Balat Zurim brings down, this is a bracha from Yitzchak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Hei upon the Chayehu al Akeda. He stayed alive. These are all Mefoshim Bichas Yitzchok. But the Shairish is a Shairish of Yachas Bein Odom Lamokoyim. As we turn with Shlemus with Anova, he is Mei upon of to us. The Netziv brings down that the Pshat of Yoy upon of Yichuneka is Miloi Bakosho in Tfilah. But when you turn and ask for something, when you turn to the Kohanim, and one has in one's mind thoughts of what sign of Bakosha, which is what one's supposed to do, stand like in Shemoneh Esrei with the head down and receive the bracha from the Kohanim, you ask for certain things, and he is made upon of according to the way you come towards him. through that coming, he is meyuponov. But through that chayim, he is meyuponov for whatever the bakosha is, says the Netziv, and that's the pshat of Yoyel Ponav, Shem Ponav Eilecha. The third bracha. V'samu es shemi al b'nei Yisrael v'ani avol. Sorry, Yisro Hashem Ponav Eilecha. In this case, Rashi brings down is Koylel Kol HaBrochas. He's Mavir al Kaf, Mavir al Kol Midoisov. The Gemara brings down to Shaila and Soita. I bunch of them is not nice upon him. In this case, he is. Says the Gemara brings down in Soita that this is talking about Bali Tshuva, not Bali Tshuva. Let's leave that a second, because in order to get that icon to fill the file, to give you something that you're thinking when you're thinking, I think we should go just the last words and build it up. V'yosem lecho shalom. Again, the first bracha is whatever one needs. B'yishmarecha, it should be kept with no repercussions. Chayin, and that's the midah, ben adam lachaveiloi, the midah ben adam lamokim, he shines back. Oh, but the koila, the keili of kol brachas, is what you need. When a person turns for borei olam, and he is misaves, as the Loshon of the Rambam again, b'hakodesh brocha b'rachav mevorach yisrael kechetzoi, he's misaves, the Gemara in Soita Bin. He wants so much to give out that brocha. Three times the Loshon is given. Yevorech koisavolchu emor lahem v'som. It's a kofel sholish, this bracha. What does he want to give you? He wants to give you the keli hamachzik bracha, the Gemara in Uksin at the very end. In other words, you can have all the greatest wonderful things in the world. Take a chosin and kala, a masmid, a tzaddik, a bal tefila, all the milas of a chosin. You can have a kala with all the shenkite of her abilities and sneers and midas and everything like that. Oh, but it's hopeless. If there isn't the keli hamachzik bracha, the keli hamachzik is shalom. Meaning, nothing will be preserved if you don't have shalom. Shalom holds it all together. We understand the meaning of shalom in a specific way, but I want to extend that further. We understand shalom, shalom bayis. Shalom is a person at peace, tranquil, at rest, he's not disturbed. A couple lives in harmony. The understanding of shalom bayis is that they live and get on together and they don't scream and shout. They overcome their grievances and they manage to work it through together. That's a conventional definition of shalom. I'd like to take you further. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Yud Amud Beis, has a chakira. Which words of Boirei Olam are you allowed to say in the bathroom? Baba Baba Chana, it's a memoir in the Gemara. The more goes to Bevadai Hashem Elokeinu, these words definitely not. But what about Melech? What about Rachamon? What about Ne'amon? Hamokim, can you say that in the bathroom or not? And the Gemara comes to the conclusion, the only thing you can and never say in the bathroom besides his name, besides these, is Shalom. You can't say Shalom in the bathroom. Why not? The Ma'asho explains, Daf Yud Amud Beis in the Gemara in Shabbos, the Ma'asho explains, whenever you have a midah which is in operation, emes, or avo, so loshen of the Ma'asho, or you have a midah of zrizus, or you have a midah of whatever the midah, that is a midah which is comes about an operational through the efforts which are made by a human being. Masha'ein kein shalom, the horaya, oiseh shalom bim roimov, hu yaseh shalom olein. This is different. Shalom is not our instigation. Shalom is his input. Incredible. Who yaseh shalom? You didn't make shalom. When you have shalom, you have what's called a hashuas hashchina there. That's the meaning of shalom. In the normal terminology, it means smiling and happiness and harmony. There's much more behind it. Shalom bayis, or shalom means an inception of the shchina in that scene. If that's the case, we now have an entirely different understanding of ish ve'isha shchina shuya b'nehem. When it means that a couple get on together, it's almost like we can say it like this. Jack and Jill relate like this together. Tom and Mary. So they like each other, and they stay together, and so long as they like each other, they stay together. It's like that. Avon and Sora are quite different. It goes like that. And in the middle is the shchina. They each grow towards him, with him in the middle. It's a triangle, it's not a twosome, it's a threesome. The threesome is there. they grow with him. Shchina Shuya B'neihem. That's the meaning of Shalom Bayis. In normal, it's not just agreeing to be happy. It's the Keili HaMachzik Brocha, which is the Hashuas HaShchina in a marriage. Say Chazal, that happens at the first Brocha of Sheva Brochas. Not when he says the Lord Hariyat Mekudeshas, not Asher Kedishon of the Kivan HaRoyos, but Shebora HaKol Bora Lichvoidoi. That first Brocha is the inception of Shechina in that couple. It's no longer a Tom and Mary a relationship. It's a threesome, not a twosome. It becomes a Hashuas HaShechina there. That's the meaning of Shalom. And therefore, now we can make a Smichas HaPsukim. Yisro Hashem Pono Veilecho V'yaseim Lecho Shalom V'somu Eshmi Al B'nei Yisrael V'ani Avolchein. That's the Pshat. When the Torah tells us V'yaseim Lecho Shalom, what's the outcome from it? I'm there. V'somu Eshmi Al B'nei Yisrael. Now since I'm there, V'ani Avolchein. Once you have Shalom in a situation and you have a Brocha of the Hashuas HaShechina, you have the Shechina there. There's no greater siyata v'shechina. Nothing works as well as that. That holds and binds, whether it's an individual bracha, v'yaseim lecha sholayim, whether it's a national bracha, whether it's a bracha for a couple. The hemshech of the psukim is telling you this. Once you reach the ultimate, the keli hamachzik bracha, which is really the hashuas hashechina, the sholayim is his name, and he is there to make that sholayim. Then you have me, the Samu Eshemi, and now I'm doing the rest. V'ani Avolchein. That is the pshat, perhaps, behind the Smichas HaPsukim here. And therefore, when the Torah tells us, and I've never seen this in any Mefarish, I looked and searched around. Someone told me it's the Iyun HaKabbalah, Ksav HaKabbalah, the Iyun HaTfilah brings this down. But perhaps we can suggest that there is a Seder, a climbing here, of elevation of greatness in Brochas. Says the Bodhisattva, Koyanim stand there. Whatever you are, whoever you are, Abichas Hedyot, whatever you are, do the job. Emo Lahem. Gematria of Emo is 248. You have it all there. In other words, the whole Hashlama of the Guf is inside this bracha, which Bodhisattva wants to do. Fani Kechefs, I want to give it over. First level is whatever you need. Whether it's Parnosa, whether it's Chochma, whether it's children, whatever you need. Yivorechucha. Like the Rashba says, Tosefes Ribui, and more of what you have. It's a tefillah inside the bracha, like the oil for the Eishes Avadia. Oh, but let it be kept. It doesn't go bad. It doesn't go stale. Yishmerecha is it should be preserved in its entirety. Birchas Hashem. It's lo yosif le'lekach. There's no etzev in it. It's perfect. The second level is a yachas bein odom la'mokoyim. He'oras ponim, which is really the hashkocha potis. Because he's facing me as I'm facing him. As I'm mairich my lave, so he gives his lave back to me. He's made upon of according to my chen. My chen is my dependency totally on him to provide, and he's now made upon of because of, that's a hashkocha potis. Second stage. Higher stage of all is when you have hashuas hashchina, whether it's a marriage, whether it's an individual. That shoreline is the ultimate of siyata d'shmaya, which all of Klal Yisrael needs. After all, when it comes to Le'aleinu, when we start again the 3 weeks on Tisha B'Av, there's really only one thing in mind, which is the tragedy of the whole Churban. And that is, he got up and he left town. He left. He was not there anymore. The stones were there, but he'd gone. His presence was no longer there. That is the tragedy when he leaves us. Chofetz Chaim once explained, maybe we'll just end with this Maisa. It was a convention of the first of good convention when everybody was there in Marinabad, and there was a shaila which came about. Chofetz Chaim was there, all the Rabbonim were there, the women went upstairs and the men were downstairs, and the shaila came out whether we need a mechitza or not. Some Rabbonim said it's not the makom of tefillah, the high women high are upstairs high, and the men are downstairs, you don't need a mechitza.
How high?
Whatever. No. The shaila was asked. Some Rabbonim said you don't need a mechitza. Others says yes, you do. They went over to ask the God Lador, the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim said as follows: the pasuk says in Parshas Ki Tse, "V'hoya machanecha kadosh, v'shav Hashem Elokecha. If there isn't kedusha there, then v'shav me'achalecha. He leaves you. So the Chofetz Chaim, maybe after your halacha, you don't need a mechitzah. But the worst possible thing, said the Chofetz Chaim, you can ever have in Klal Yisrael, is because of perhaps Elva, v'shav me'achalecha. Or v'vahaya me'achalecha kodesh. The Hashvas Hashchina is the ultimate brocha. Everything moves. Everything goes. It's all in His hands. And that, he said, to put up a mechitza. As shayla in kedusha, or shayla in brocha, kedai to put up a mechitza, because then you have Hashvas Hashchina there. The Shalom is His name, and that's the smichas. The son of Shemi al Bnei Yisrael, the Ani Avorchein. K'mo shenema, shimtayim kol avrochas, valeinu l'toiva, kud yom tov.